Last week, we had on a gentleman who talked about Commander Valiant Thor, which was captured in a book by Dr. Strange's about the Stranger at the Pentagon. It was about a humanoid that crashed, alien humanoid crashed on this planet and exchanged technology for our government to be able to help him adapt to living on this Earth. Ion, is Commander Valiant Thor, is he still with us?
Yes.
And where is he?
McLean, Virginia.
And what is he doing? Why is he still here?
Why, it's as good as place as any.
Is he from the planet Venus?
Well, actually, it's not exactly a zip code destination, because in this parallel slip that you're speaking of, there are other Venuses that are much more amiable. So we would say yes from Venus, but not the Venus that you know.
Oh, how interesting. And why did he come to Earth?
Well, just destination vacation.
And why is he so patient? In some of the descriptions that Dr. Strange just wrote about his encounter with some of the folks up there, they try and extract whatever information they could from him by beating him up and, you know, trying to waterboard him and do all this stuff.
Everything human creators don't understand is an abomination.
Oh, very
good.
That's
what comes into everything. It's got a name. They turn around. They want to dissect it, chop it up. Your great science, the only thing it does, the only thing you got left on your planet is what science can't dispel or say isn't so.
Yes.
And same thing here. So patience is very delicious. It's not a problem.
Yes.
It's perfectly okay, because once you come into your power, then you know, now that's alien or otherwise, there's no problem. It'd be kind of foolish that human creators couldn't allow other strains of existence to co-inhabit this place called Earth. They said 1 million people couldn't live on the planet once upon a midnight dreary. Now you got 6 billion, and they don't know how they're going to feed them. And then yet it keeps doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling. And then there's just vast spaces where they ain't a living soul.
So true. So true. That whole thing about overpopulation is ridiculous, right?
Well, of course.
Yes, sir. Yes.
As it's all being increased and created. Now, not to mention the slipping in and out of worlds and folks coming in and going out. It's a great, wonderful world when there's no limitation. When there's no limitation, now you're going to take your meat sack with you most everywhere you go. So if you can't make it here, you don't have a good shot of making it over there. So just know that when you start packing your bags. Some people call any place paradise, and then they kiss it goodbye. We don't understand that. It's not logical to us.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, anything under the sun is certainly available, and you're so free, you can choose bondage if you prefer. It's your choice.
Is it something that people don't think they deserve paradise? And that
worthy. Yes, we're not worthy.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Worthy. Yeah, we're not qualified for all these manifold blessings that God has bestowed on us.
Right.
Well, those words are true. It's just the problem is that you're God. And if you take your power and become culpably responsible for everything in your world, I'm telling you what, the beauty of the earth would take on a new meaning when you sing it.
Yes, absolutely.
It'd be beautiful. You'd be so busy, so notice it.
Right, right.
A lot of people lost their jobs and lost their houses and lost their stuff because the lucky box said, oh, here's the credit crunch. It's over. You're going to lose this. Unemployment's this. It's only this. Everybody's got cancer. Everybody's got this. Everybody's lost that. This has failed. That's failed. Money's no good. Blah, 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 blah. To the point that a lot of people say, all right, honey, let's go ahead and pack it up. It's over. And they own the house free and clear and say, well, we've lost it now. They're coming after it. So we might as well. We don't know where they're going to move it to when they get it, but we might as well go on out of here. Well, then that's what they do. And then it turns around on the other side of the same thing. All these fabulous, wonderful homes is 10 cents on the dollar. And some of these little human creators is like, well, you know, we've made our last payment on the double wide. Let's go and get that 20,000 square foot Mac mansion, because it's the same price as what we financed for this double wide. It's a Fleetwood mobile home. Oh, boy. And they're going, well, hey, we're moving on up to the east side. to a deluxe apartment in the sky. You know, we got it now. Let's go on up with it. Because they come into their place of power.
Yes.
And when they do that, guess what?
Yes.
It's empowering.
Yes.
Let me tell you something now. This is just why we get really excited. Bliss is contagious.
Yes.
Now, be careful. The CDC will identify it, and they'll have a vaccine for bliss. Too much bliss. You're taking advantage. You're going to use all the bliss up. There won't be enough bliss to go around. You're abundant, and there's too much bliss. We can't have everybody happy. That won't work. They'll pay whatever we say. They're just so happy money flows freely and easily to them. They'll make up taxes to make up taxes, and everybody paid double.
Yes.
You know, I'm so happy and everything's going to me. I owe $1 million in income tax. Here's $2 million. Here you go.
Hmm.
I'll just do a little extra. I'm just happy.
Yes.
Build something. You know, tear up something and build it back. Grind up the concrete on the roads and then pave it back just for something to do. People that likes to do that, it'll be great. If you're going to have a street person to pick up litter off of the street, it'd be all right to leave a little something for them to do. If they like that thing. You say, no problem.
Yes.